Welcome to today's podcast. I'm Chris Evans with the Crittenden Press, and we have as our guest Melissa Gill, and she is a two-term circuit court clerk, and we're going to talk about driver's license renewals and testing, a topic that is not important to anyone until it's time to renew, or when you turn 16 years old, it's very important. And first, I want to recognize today's sponsor, Mulligan's Pizzeria and Pub. That is at the old Heritage Golf and Country Club out there. And you can check out their hours on Facebook, Junior Golf Tournament this month, or in August. Quarterback Club Tournament is August 4th. That's a fundraiser for the football team. And don't forget public days at the pool. Summer is going to start speeding up, and it'll be over before you know it. Get out there and enjoy the public day at the pool at Mulligan's Pizzeria and Pub. Stay and play some darts in the evenings if you are inclined to as well. Melissa Gill, the state has began centralizing, consolidating, if you will, all of its driver's licensing services to regional centers. The nearest to us is Madisonville and Paducah. What is that going to mean to Crittenden Countyans who need to renew or get a driver's license for the first time and take that test?
Well, we received notification on Tuesday that we were the next group of counties that will be losing a driver's license here in Crittenden County. There's going to be several different options. Right now, we are processing license, renewing IDs, CDLs, standard driver's license, and permits through August the 20th. August 20th will be our last day to process here in Crittenden County. But you have several different options right now. If you prefer not to come into the office currently and just want to renew your standard license, you can do so in the comfort of your home by going to drive.ky.gov and using their online renewal tool. They'll use your old picture and your old signature, and you can renew currently just for one time. But once you do, you will actually end up with a new driver's license that's going to look like the new ones, the new black and white license that are currently out, that are actually processed through DOT at the regional offices. I had a lady the other day that had bad internet and contacted me and asked me, "I want to renew online. I want to try this." And I actually helped her and walked her through it and was actually able to process it. I called her last week and she said 7 days from the day that we did it, she actually had her license in her hand.
And they just mail it to you.
They just mail them to you. Yeah. So, but you can't do those if you have a CDL license, if you're a non-U.S. citizen, or if you're under 21, you can't do those currently online. Those features will be coming later on as DOT expands their online renewal. But if you do, I mean, if you prefer to go ahead and go to a regional office, either in Paducah or Madisonville, and you want a standard credential license and you're within 6 months of your renewal period, you can go ahead and go do so.
Within 6 months?
Yes. And actually, you can go ahead and renew your license and get an 8-year driver's license. So you won't have to worry about it again for another 8 years.
But or, now, that will not be the real ID,
no,
though.
No, no, no. They will also process the real ID. You just have to have all the proper documentation, which you can...
Describe that just a little bit for those listening who may not understand what the real ID is and why you may need one.
The real ID is going to be the federally compliant driver's license that will get you on a domestic flight after May 3rd of 2023, and will also get you onto a military base or certain restricted federal buildings, like nuclear plants, things of that nature. But a lot of people are not realizing when Crittenden County Rockets play Fort Campbell, and after that cutoff where you're required to have the actual real ID, you won't be able to get on base without the real ID.
It's difficult enough now. You have to stand in a line, and then, like you say,
so,
and they've moved that target date now twice, I believe.
And I think the last reason was because of the pandemic, the height of the pandemic, and everything in the federal government. extended that. But like I said, you know, you can go to drive.ky.gov, go through, there's an actual online questionnaire, and it will tell you what documents you have to have. Depending on your situation, you know, females, if you're married, have to have a certified copy of your marriage license. Can't be just a regular copy. It has to be a certified copy that you were obtained from your county clerk. Mm-hmm. So, and the process is very, very simple.
The toughest part that I have found, I began the process, is getting, you know, I'm approaching 60 years old, and I've long lost my Social Security card, so I would have to apply for another one, and I kind of got bogged down in that. Then you have to have your birth certificate.
Correct, and it has to be a state-issued birth certificate from Vital Statistics in the state you were born.
Yeah.
We've run into a lot of problems here lately with when 16-year-olds come in that were born in the state of Indiana. They have health department birth certificates. Driver's license students does not recognize those. They have to actually come from Vital Statistics. So if someone was born in Evansville and they were issued a health department birth certificate from Vandenberg County, we have to actually tell them, I'm sorry, we can't take that because driver's license is not an acceptable. It has to be a through Vital Statistics in the state where you were born. So people need to look at that right now and say, hey, and there is an actual Vital Statistics office there in Evansville. A lady here in Marion found that out, and so we've been trying to share that information, but you can actually get that birth certificate there.
So it's if you're going to need one of these real IDs, or a driver's license, just your traditional driver's license in many instances, particularly if you've come in from out of state, this is not going to be an overnight process. So allow for some time.
Right. You need to, if you have all your proper documentation before going to an regional office, you should be pretty smooth sailing. Now, they do require appointments. You go to drive.ky.gov to make your appointments. Or they do accept walk-ins, but walk-ins are just taken on a case-by-case basis. So if you do, you know, to show up, you may have to wait for some time. But if you have your appointment, you should be able to smooth sailing on through.
I spoke to someone who had gone to Paducah, and they said they had an appointment. They showed up and were on time, and less than 15 to 20 minutes, they were in and out.
Right.
The key, though, is to have that documentation. Don't go to one of these regional offices until you've done your homework and take that stuff with you, because it's not coming to the Crittenden County Courthouse anymore.
No.
You're going to drive an hour
or
close to it to get your license.
Right.
So have everything with you.
Right. Yeah. Because I got my real ID back in August of last year and showed up with my document, had my appointment documentation. And actually, Daddy and I were both in and out probably 5 to 10 minutes prior to our last appointment, our appointment time. But that's it. I do hate that we won't get to see people.
Mm-hmm.
That's our contact with the public. We get to see you every 4 years. When people come in, get a license, or a child's getting a permit, or they've lost their driver's license and need to get a duplicate, or they're moving here. So that's going to be our good contact with the public. You know, we won't
have
that.
Yeah, that's a shame. You're somewhat the welcome wagon for folks who
move
to the community.
Right, we always ask when someone transfers in from out of state, we're like, well, what brought you to Crittenden County? We're just not being nosy. We're just kind of curious. You know, some happy boy have family. Like, oh, you're so-and-so's niece or nephew or grandson or... So, you know, that we will lose that good contact.
Yeah.
And I hate that because, you know, we try to help people as much as possible. And then when you go to a more DMV style, I mean, we all see it in the movies. I hope that it's not going to be this, you know, unfriendly.
Very sanitary type event. And, I guess as a circuit court clerk, now most of your customers are going to be those who are probably having a bad day. They've been to circuit court or district court or have a fine to pay.
And that is our constitutional duty as the circuit clerk and my deputies. We serve the court. We're a keeper of the record. And driver's license had been a statutorial duty that was added several years ago. And but with the real ID starting, Department of Transportation, they attempted it in two counties, Woodford and Franklin County. it didn't go so well because of the volume of customers and just people trying to get regular driver's license with the testing and then with the court side. And it got to be too much. And at that point, Department of Transportation says, you know, we can't bog you all down. And they took over the issuance of real ID. Because we were prepared probably, I think that was a couple years ago when they told us we were going to get it. We actually went and bought the fingerprinting done, the background checks. Since it was federal, you know, it's a federally compliant license, we had to go through all that. But
So just to get a traditional driver's license, and again, you will still have to go to these regional centers, or you can do it, as you say, one time online, and then I guess any subsequent time you'll have to go down
to the center. Should eventually maybe get it to where you could possibly do it maybe more than once, but that, you know.
That's the deal right now. What about the testing and testing online? Will that ever come? I know you've told me before we went on here and started recording that the Kentucky State Police, they take care of the testing, right?
Right.
And as far as you know, that's going to continue maybe another week or so?
We've been told at least testing here will probably continue at least for the next 2 weeks. I'm awaiting a press release from KSP.
For further information.
On that, what the procedure is going to be.
So mid-August, from then on, you're going to have to go to these regional centers for your written and your driving test?
Yes. Okay. Yes. And so my suggestion to parents, I know some parents are very concerned about their child driving either in, you know, we'll be sending people to Madisonville. That's what we've been told, that our residents will have to go to Madisonville to test until other, they kind of take on more of the bulk, like Paducah. Eventually you'll be able to go to Paducah. But right now they're wanting all our people to go to Mass. So they're just trying
to people go to Madisonville. Now that's not if you just want to get your driver's license renewed?
No. I mean right now you can do your driver's license here till August the 20th, but after that point you will have your choice to go
where
to Paducah or
But you're just talking about the testing itself.
Yes.
Okay, for the new
and
driver.
I suggest, you know, because parents are concerned about their child driving in Paducah or Madisonville taking a road test, you know. I said, you know, it's a lot different than Marion.
Sure.
It's possibly, you know, let them drive, take them and let them practice there. I don't know what the routes would be or anything, but just to get a little bit more familiar with that. I mean, I don't have kids. I'm a fine person to say that about the testing.
Yeah,
but
yeah, it does. It certainly makes it inconvenient. It seems like everything in our lives have consolidated to larger and bigger centers. You know, it started with our schools, and now we're down to little services such as getting your driver's license. Let's talk just real briefly in conclusion about the things that you can't do online. You mentioned that when we first started, the CDL and something. Go through those,
okay,
if you would.
To do the online renewal, you have to be within 6 months of your renewal period.
Now, is that 6 months before or 6 months after it expired?
Before.
So if it expires on you, can you do that online or do you have to go to a center? Do you know? Because I know now the state of Kentucky does not send you notice, and a lot of people are falling in that trap.
Right, looking at this. It says applicants may renew online up to 6 months before the license expiration date or up to 1 year past the expiration date of your license. So, yes, you can. But if your address is changed, you cannot use the online renewal, because driver's license will not forward. If that license gets sent back to the Department of Transportation, they will not forward it on to a new address because they said, you know, that's a confidential, you know, document.
Yeah.
They cannot just haphazardly send it out back out again. So your address has to be correct. It talks about on at drive.ky.gov on the online license renewal at that point, I mean, if you'll get the current license that you currently have. Let's say, for instance, you have a standard credential license now for your license. When you renew, that's what you would get. And then also, like people that have already gone on to the regional offices and have gotten a real ID and they need to, they weren't expired, but they were still had some time on them, basically. You know, they weren't within 6 months to renew. they can go ahead and renew a real ID online one time and be able to get it for the 8 years.
So the folks with CDLs, commercial driver's license, you're going to have to go to the regional center, can't do that online, right?
Correct.
And I believe there was something else you said.
If you're a non-U.S. citizen or if you're under 21.
Yeah, okay. So just those younger drivers.
But drive.ky.gov is a wealth of information. You can even renew your car tags there. So like I said, it is a lot of changes coming. Feel free to contact my office. We'll try to walk you through it. We're going to try to make this as a smooth and easy transition as possible. Like I said, you know, we're going to hate not being able to see the public and get to see people, and that's how we, you know, actually can help them most is through the issuance of driver's license. But it really and truly, it was time, I think. You know, we all need to move forward, even though we don't like change.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I don't like change, but, you know, there's things beyond my control. I think that's one thing that COVID has shown us, that we've all had to adapt to just more online things and things like that. You know, thank goodness that we did have the use of the renewal forms for the period of time that we could do that. You know, people could renew by using a form. Well, really and truly, this online renewal is just kind of that same type of process, but just doing it online.
Yeah, we've become quite accustomed to taking care of a lot of routine things online, electronically.
Right. And getting appointments are not that hard. Mm-hmm. And I know some counties that have already in the process that were before us have lost driver's license. You know, they've talked to their senior citizen center about possibly, you know, if there were several people that were interested, if they had a bus or something. And that'll be something I'll reach out to them maybe the ministerial association.
Take a group down. Yeah.
And see if they, you know, if they can get it, if they have a lot of a group that would want to go and have got their appointments and they want just a standard license or whatever. Now, also one thing I did fail to mention is there will be a pop-up type mobile traveling the state. From what we gather, we circuit clerks laughed. We all thought maybe they were going to have some sort of little bus that they were going to take, but no, they will actually be contacting, they said, the judge executives in the counties to notify and actually set up a room either in the courthouse or somewhere where they have Wi-Fi and where they can set up. And people will be able to make appointments online, which I'm not sure where they'll go to make those appointments yet. But that this will actually come through the county at least twice a year, every 6 months. So so if you're in that period, you can renew, or sooner, you know, more often if needed.
But we don't know at this time when that part of the program will begin.
No, they said they're telling us probably either late winter or late fall, early winter. Uh-huh. But we're still, you know.
Yeah, don't count on that one yet. You're close to expiration.
We're just telling people, go ahead, you know, now, if you're within 6 months of your renewal period and you want to keep just a plain driver's license, come on in and see us between now and August 20th. Mm-hmm. We'll get you taken care of. We'll try to make this as smooth and easy as possible.
Yeah. All right. Well, speaking of smooth and easy, Mulligan's Pizzeria and Pub is a perfect place to go out and have a drink and some dinner and play a little golf and the pool. Public days are Tuesday and Thursday. And don't forget the golf tournaments. If you're a competitive golfer, they have a number of those events coming up in August, including junior golf, the quarterback club tournament, and some others. So check on their Facebook page for all those details. Thank you, Melissa Wheel, for this opportunity to talk about driver's licensing. Some people may listen to this podcast and really understand it. And, you know, some people are readers and want to read it. Some people like to hear from folks like you who are in the community and can explain it. So thank you.
Thank you for having me.